Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne. Vítejte v Černínském paláci. Hostem ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga byl dnes ministr zahraničních věcí Norského království Jonas Gahr Støre. Nyní poprosím pana ministra Schwarzenberga, aby řekl několik slov dnešnímu jednání.
Existuje jedna velmi dobrá diplomatická tradice. A sice, že Norsko, které není členem Evropské unie, je v Evropském hospodářském prostoru a je nám asi nejbližší zem ze všech zemí, které nejsou členem Evropské unie, vždycky těsně před začátkem nového předsednictví navštíví tu budoucí předsednickou zem, aby se domluvili o další spolupráci, která, musím říct, vždycky a po celou dobu byla vynikající. Norové jsou opravdu, jak říkám, asi nám nejbližší země Evropské unie. Samozřejmě pro mě tohle setkání bylo obzvláště zajímavé, poněvadž Norsko jako severská země a sahají až opravdu vysoko na sever, mají svůj specifický pohled a svoje specifické zkušenosti, jak s velkým sousedem z Ruskem, tak mají tedy své zásoby ropy a zemního plynu pod mořem a tak dále. Prostě problémy, s kterými se oni potýkají, věci, na kterých oni pracují, jsou tedy nám ještě poněkud neznámé, a což by bylo pro mě velice dobré se s tím seznámit a s velkou pozorností jsem panu ministrovi poslouchal.
I believe that it's a very good diplomatic tradition that Norway, although it's not an EU member state, but rather a member of the European Economic Area, has this tradition of shortly before the start of each presidency that the Minister of Foreign Affairs visits the relevant country and agrees on further cooperation. I have to say that our cooperation has always been excellent with Norway, and I believe that Norway is indeed the closest country to the EU. This meeting has been of utmost importance for me because Norway as a Nordic country has a specific point of view and experience, be it with Russia or the deep sea oil deposits, and it tackles various issues unknown for us as yet. So indeed it has been highly interesting for me to learn about all these issues.
Na druhé straně, ale Norové jsou členy v NATO, kde jsme tedy spojenci a zase oni své specifické znalosti a zkušenosti do toho spojenství přináší. Takže si můžete představit, že jsme měli opravdu spoustu věcí, o kterých bylo nutné mluvit, celý problém Arktického moře, podzemních zásob, vývoj v Rusku, vývoj v Evropské unii a předsednictví, který jsem, plány našeho předsednictví, který jsem norskému kolegovi vysvětlil. Takže to byla velmi intenzivní objekty země a já jsem velice vděčný kolegovi, že k nám přijel.
On the other hand, Norway is a member of NATO, so we are allies in NATO, and Norway can bring its specific knowledge and experience to NATO. We have at this meeting debated numerous issues, be it the Arctic, the deep sea oil deposits, the development in Russia and the EU, and also the plans for the upcoming Czech presidency, which I've explained to my counterpart. So the negotiations have indeed been very intense, and I'm grateful for to my colleague that he has come.
Do třetice ještě bych ke konci rád něco dodal, že norská diplomacie je jedna z nejzajímavějších na světě, neboť, jak známo, velice úspěšně dělají svou politiku zprostředkovatelskou. Jak známo, jak hovory mezi Izraelem a Palestinci svého času, tak necelance byly vždycky pod norským vedení, kde se norská diplomacie opravdu vyznamenala. Teď jsem byl zrovna v Oslu, abych tam podepsal smlouvu o rušení kazetové munice. Velmi důležitý pokrok a zase na tom měla největší zásluhu diplomacie norského království. Takže za tuto práci, které Norsko odvádí, bychom měli být velice vděční.
Thirdly, I'd just like to add one more thing, and that is that Norwegian diplomacy is one of the most interesting ones in the whole of the world. Norway has always been very successful in playing the mediator role, for instance, just like between Israel and Palestine. So Norwegian diplomacy has always been excellent. I recently visited Oslo to the agreement on the abolition of ammunition, and Norwegian kingdom has been very helpful in this respect. So again, I can say that I'm highly grateful to my counterpart that he has arrived.
Ale teď už jich rád teda slovo svému norskému kolegovi. Myslím, že bude pro vás stejně zajímavý, jako by pro mě.
Now I'd like to hand over to my Norwegian colleague, and I believe that his words shall be as interesting for you as they've been for me.
Well, thank you, Minister, and thank you for making time available for me just before you assume this important presidency of the European Union. And I have every admiration for the Czech Republic taking on this very important task in this very difficult period of time during financial crisis, during the finalization of the Lisbon Treaty, during the follow-up on the climate negotiations toward Copenhagen next year, and we could go on a number of very demanding issues. But I know that under your leadership, the Czech Republic will play the role as a good European. For me, it's a great pleasure to be here. I think we have observed from the Norwegian side the Czech Republic's development during these last two decades with a lot of admiration. We are now NATO allies. We are together in Afghanistan with a similar number of troops. And we sit around many of the same tables sharing destiny and expressing our solidarity. Norway is not a member of the EU, so this contact with the EU presidency is very important for a country which is so closely associated with the European Union. Over the last 10 years, we have been able to enlarge our bilateral cooperation. Norway is now providing 1/4 of the gas that the Czech Republic is importing. We would like to be stable, long-term suppliers. And in return, we have a very excellent trade pattern of imports from the Czech Republic. So I would like to pick up on your last word. 2 weeks ago, we signed in Oslo the convention to ban cluster munition, and you were there. That was an important encouragement. 18 out of 26 NATO allies signed that convention, and together we made progress on disarmament, which I think is absolutely necessary in our world. Today, as you said, we have been exchanging views on nearly all important political issues. I appreciate that, and I look forward to staying closely in touch with you during these 6 coming months. We will not be the ones running down your doors, complicating your life, but I'm very much appreciative of your open attitude to Norway, that we will be participating in those meetings where we can have access, and that you will have an open ear to our views in the areas where we feel we can make a contribution. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, jsou nějaké otázky, prosím? Ladies and gentlemen, you can ask your questions. Yes. Please, if we put microphone, thank you.
Mr. Secretary, we learned this morning that the first high-level meeting between NATO and Russia is going to take place in Brussels tomorrow. Do you think that the presidency of the Union run from here would be a more ice-breaking presidency towards Russia in the coming month?
I didn't get quite the question.
NATO-Russia meeting.
I think the presidency will continue with the dialogue with Russia. We consider it very important for the European Union, by the way, for Russia too. And I think it should be carried on all levels. I do think we have quite a knowledge of Russia. We are intending to have an intensive dialogue. And I do think about the relation between the European Union and Russia, how to redirect the presidency. We will see how at the end of it. Because, of course, we have some difficulty about us. We have the Caucasus problem, of course. That's natural. Then Russia, as you know, is rather strongly criticizing our treaty with the United States about the radar in the Czech Republic. But that's more a bilateral question, not a question of the European Union. And we should, in our relation, always make the difference where we act as the presiding power of the European Union and where it is a bilateral question of the Czech Republic.
Nějaká další otázka? Next question. Further question.
Kristina Lováček, press agency. I would like to ask the Norwegian Prime Minister, what's the position of Norway towards the American plans to build the radar base in the Czech Republic? Thank you.
Well, Norway had a critical view to the plans of a missile shield. That is no secret. We have been on the cautious side of measures which can lead to a spiral of rearmament, which we don't believe that is needed in today's world. On the other hand, we respect that there is a bilateral agreement between the Czech Republic and the United States, between Poland and the United States, and Norway as a NATO ally stand behind the statement from Bucharest. There are issues to be discussed inside NATO, if this system is being implemented, on the indivisibility of security among NATO allies. We will, of course, participate in those negotiations. But the overriding message, I think, today, towards the end of the year and a month before the new administration takes office, is that we need new dedicated efforts from the US and Russia in terms of nuclear disarmament. And they should have every positive incentive to move ahead on that road.
Nějaká další otázka? Any further question? No. V tom případě vám, dámy a pánové, děkuji, že jste přišli, přeji hezký den. Thank you very much.
Thank you.